Welcome to Never Offside. We're going to get right into it because this is a solo pod for me because we're shooting on a weekend and Julie is away. But I'm very excited to have two of my faves with me today. They just finished their first season in the NHL at 19 and 20 years old. The fans have been calling them Samisa. So please welcome Sam Dickinson and Michael Misa. Welcome, guys. Thank you so much for joining me.
Great to be here.
Excited
for this.
Thank you. And you're joining me from the comfort of my own home. Sam, this is really funny. So there were a couple times this season where I thought that you were over because it sounded like the two of you were screaming at each other, but it was really just Michael screaming, playing video games. So it's funny to be actually talking to the two of you and not just hearing Michael scream.
Yeah, he does that a lot. It's kind of scary sometimes.
Yeah, I do get into the game, but
what have you been playing recently?
Rocket League. Have you ever heard of Rocket League, Kat?
I have not. What is it?
It's a car game with a big soccer ball, and you just have to basically run into it, but it's soccer.
Soccer with cars.
It's fun, though.
It's exhilarating.
It's actually fun.
Okay, so do you both play this game?
No, I don't play video games, really. Don't have my console here. It's kind of disappointing.
But I've been telling him to buy a PS5 the whole year. And it just didn't
happen. It's too late.
It is too late. So,
you've been wanting him to play with you or just because you're just trying to get him in?
Yeah, play with me. Like, only a couple guys on the team, I feel like, play, or at least that I know of. And it would have been nice to have Dick join the squad, but it's okay.
Not a thing. Who else plays with you?
I'll play Rocket League with Vin, Big Vin, and then earlier in the year, I played with Revo and Vin some COD for a bit, Call of Duty, but That's about it.
Are any of those guys the people you're screaming at when I overhear you screaming in our house?
No, it's normally just like I'm so into the game that I'm like...
You say screaming at screaming Revo at, and Big Vin is not
no,
a good idea.
Yeah, no. it's at the other team or whoever I'm playing, or I'm usually just getting mad at myself or something silly.
That's a really good point, Sam, that you made there.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to be screaming at Revo.
Just a thought I had.
Basically, how our house is designed is you're basically a wall between me right now. Can you both give out like a yell so that we can see if I can hear it?
Ready?
3, 2, 1.
Ah! I'm not sure because I have my headphones on, but maybe we'll see in post if that actually echoed into this. I'm not sure.
Is Ty home?
I've got a good feeling.
Ty is home. He's napping right now, but maybe not anymore. So
yeah, we just woke him up.
There goes his nap.
maybe at the end of this, we'll try that one more time and see if he like emerges because.
Summons.
Congratulations on your first NHL season. You are both no longer rookies. How does it feel?
Great.
I don't have to hear from Tolf anymore.
Yeah, exactly. That's
no, it wasn't that bad. We didn't have to do that much stuff.
No.
It was just like typical like rookie stuff that you have to do, but like
it was good overall.
It was like normal stuff, like nothing crazy. Nothing crazy. Not bad. Normal.
Any examples?
We still have to pay for rookie dinner next year, though.
Yeah. I don't know if that's
good. We didn't pay this year.
I don't know if that's good or bad, though.
I don't know.
I feel like it's comme ci, comme ça.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, what normal stuff do we have to do? Like, I don't know. Like, you, like, get off the bus and the plane last, or, like...
But that's not even bad.
Like, that's not that bad. Like, it's just, like, you basically have most of the stuff, you just wait till the end. Like, you just eat last, get off the plane and the bus last, don't be late. We cut it close. We cut it close on being late in Chicago, but we were there with a minute to spare.
Well, it was, what was it? We had a day off, right?
No, we didn't know. We played Nashville.
Yeah.
Flew that night, Nashville to Chicago. And when we landed, some of us were playing poker. And we were playing poker and we like ended up playing kind of late. So we were like, we didn't have practice the next day. We just had a meeting in the morning. So we were we'll just like sleep in until right before the meeting and then go down like right on time.
I felt like we weren't even like that late. Like
the meeting was at 10:50. We showed up at 10:49.
Well, I also thought the meeting was at 11.
Yeah. But you also didn't wake up to the first alarm.
Yeah. Which was, that scared me. that I didn't wake up.
So then I set a second alarm because I was like, okay, we'll just keep powering through it. And then we walked.
I got
a call from Primo in the elevator, and I got really scared.
We just, like, everyone was, like,
and then we went right. We went right.
Right when we walked in, and then, yeah, we did go.
We walked in, and everybody just started looking at their phones. I was like, oh, God.
So you weren't late, but you just weren't, like, early.
We cut it close.
We cut it way too close.
We probably should have been there. We probably should have been there when we woke up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
We woke up at, like, 10:30. Like, that's actually what time we probably should have been.
No, we woke up at 10:45.
No, the first alarm was 10:30.
Yeah, but neither of us woke up to it. So we
did.
Woke up on the second alarm.
We did.
I did.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I looked over. You were doing your sleep talking, like always. Side note, this guy is an awful sleep talker. Like, once a road trip, he sleep talks.
Yeah, I do.
Full blown. Like, sentences.
What?
He's like in his sleep going like, no, please don't. I won't do it again. And like, it's like scared voice. It genuinely terrifies me. Oh, now I got to turn my radio.
It was obviously a bad dream.
But then there was
or like a scary dream
fully,
or like something
fully
happened.
Sleep talks all the time. I wake up to it. It's
terrifying.
And then there was a ghost in our room.
Yeah, there was a ghost in our
Buffalo.
Room.
We had a ghost in our room.
In Buffalo. And I looked up the hotel name to like make sure it wasn't like haunted or anything. And it was like a pretty new hotel. So it wasn't
haunted?
It wasn't haunted, but we did see something.
Yeah.
Like for sure.
Wait, so what happened? So first of all, you guys are roommates on the road.
Yeah, we roomed together on the road.
Okay, so what happened with this ghost? Tell me everything.
We were in Buffalo. We were just, like, sleeping. And, like, we woke up the next morning. And I was like, I think I asked you, I was like, dude, like, how many times did you go to the bathroom last night? And he was like, I don't know, like, maybe once. I was like, dude, I saw you get up and go to the bathroom, like, probably 5 times. And he goes, no, man, I went once. And then he asked me the same thing. And then I was like... There was either someone in our room or it was a ghost. And we're going with ghost. We're going with ghost.
Wait, so you both saw each other get up that many times?
I just saw, like, there was a couple times I woke up and my eyes, you know, when you wake up and you're not, like, all there yet and your eyes are still, like, getting back. And then you, like, snap back and you look at everything in the room and you're fine. But at the start, like, my eyes weren't there yet. And I swear to God, I saw someone just walking.
No.
Like, 100%. And then the next morning, I asked Dick if he saw it. He's like, yeah. So we're on the same page here.
It was probably the ghost coming to like be like, why is somebody sleep talking so much?
Yeah, that was actually scary. Because I don't like ghosts either, you know? Like, I don't.
Oh, yeah. Then we had a whole full ghost. And then we had a full like team argument about if ghosts were real or not.
Yeah.
And what was the...
Ty and Goody and Revo.
All of the like older guys who probably are like a little more in tune. Said that ghosts aren't real, but we're on team ghosts are real now. What are those?
No, but dude, remember that guy came in, the guy that worked for the arena came in, he was saying how, like, there was ghosts here.
Oh, yeah, and then...
Sean Clingy, like, a video of it.
Yeah, and then this, like, arena attendant was talking about ghosts, too. And that's how we brought it up, actually, to the team.
Yeah.
Crazy. So, ghosts are real in Buffalo, so.
Who believed the story on the team?
Nobody.
No one.
Not one person.
I don't know why.
But we believe it.
It was scary.
I believe you.
Thank you.
I definitely believe you. Well, I was going to say, if it was only Sam that saw said ghost, I would think that maybe Michael talks in his sleep and also maybe sleepwalks.
I know. I haven't seen
I have sleepwalked like a number of times when I was younger. My parents used to tell me.
I thought you were going to say I've done it multiple times.
Like one time I went downstairs and just like ran right into my mom and she helped me like walk back to bed. And then
are you like not supposed to do that?
Then the next morning, she told me I was sleepwalking. And I had no clue.
Oh,
I don't even know why. I just went like downstairs into her living room, and then she told me I was kind of just like standing there and like looking around. And then she was
probably
like,
talking.
She was like, "Michael, no, like we gotta go back to bed." And I was like, the next morning, I didn't know anything about it.
I could genuinely see like the stepbrother scene where they're like marching around, like yelling stuff. I could genuinely see you doing that. Like, throwing, like, the stuff?
Yeah. So.
You and Luke?
No. Luke hasn't slept, walked, or talked ever.
So it's just you.
It's just me.
I'm kind of thankful, Michael, that you're in a separate part of our house and you're not in...
You imagine?
This didn't happen
you
to
shouldn't.
Me.
Stella would go crazy. If I just walked downstairs, maybe it helped me realize where I am. Imagine she started barking so loud and then I was like, oh, why am I here?
You would terrify all of us, Stella, me, Ty. That would be really scary. So, That's wild. Sam, I'm so sorry that you've had to deal with this all season.
I know. It's a tragedy that I've bravely stuck it out, though. Bravely.
I don't think it's that bad.
The sleep talking gets pretty bad. It's some pretty, like...
I know, but what? It's like a couple times for like 20 seconds.
It's some pretty morbid stuff. Good word.
Good word. But like it's like a couple times for 20 seconds, maybe. Right?
No, it's like minutes long conversations he has with himself. No, I won't do it again. It's terrifying.
I don't know.
Ghosts. Michael sleep talking. You've dealt with a lot, Sam.
The road is something else. I mean, he's incompetent at like figuring anything out. He always asks me for like questions that I have like no idea the answer to.
It's like a you problem, man.
No, it doesn't, because you ask me stuff as if I like know. Like you're like, oh, like how does the, where were we ordering stuff? It may have been Chicago too. He was like, oh, like how does the phone work here? I was like, I have no idea how the phone works.
No, because there was two different phones in the room.
And why should I just know how they work?
Just helping out, man.
See?
There's two phones in the room, and the one phone wasn't working at all for the room service, and the other phone had all the buttons for that, so I was asking you.
Yeah, but you just, like, assumed I, like, knew.
Well, you should. You're a smart guy.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? You're right. I am a smart guy.
Okay.
You do ask a lot of questions, Michael. You're a very inquisitive person.
Yeah, maybe I do. Maybe I do ask too
many. That's funny. It's also kind of your dynamic, though, because, Sam, you're kind of the extrovert. You're very, very chatty. Michael, you can be a little more soft-spoken, a little more quiet. So you guys really complement each other in that way, don't you think?
Yeah. I feel like I'm loud, though, at times, too.
No, you're just, like, loud. Like, not, like, extroverted loud. Like, you're just, like, loud. You know what I mean?
You're saying that exactly. it's a bad thing.
Kat knows exactly what I mean.
It's not a bad thing at all.
It's not a bad thing. It's just a thing. It's just your thing.
Okay.
Yeah, like there's a difference in your loudness. Sam is definitely just like quirky loud.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So going back, ghosts and all this stuff, that was not where I thought we were going to go in the beginning of this, but I'm glad we did. So your first NHL season, what was for both of you the aha moment, I've made it in the NHL and this is the coolest thing ever? What was that moment for you?
Probably the plane. Like, the plane's pretty cool. Like, just, like, you know what I mean? Though, like,
yeah.
It's, like, post-game. Like, we're, like, flying on, like a charter plane with everybody, and they're, like, bringing out, like, ripping hot food for you and, like, just serving it up, and it's, like, right there, and it's, like, you know, like, in like last year, like, we were on a bus for 5 hours with a box of Domino's pizza. So, I mean, I enjoy the plane. It's good. It's fun. It's good. It's cool.
Life upgrade.
It's good. I would say when we played in New York in Madison, that was probably...
Oh, was that like the question? I thought it was just like some like...
Well, it was like
a welcome to the league moment. Oh, I asked...
Just like walking in there, you know? Like
walking into that... Interpretation.
No, it's still cool though. Like the plane itself.
I got the question wrong there, but okay. Anyway, sorry to cut you off.
No, I liked both answers.
When we played there, it was like... It was like a pretty, you know, surreal feeling.
Maybe like, what if we combine and just go with the New York road trip?
Yeah, that road trip. Because we went to that theater play too with the team. Oh, like first trip. Like that was pretty cool. The Book of Mormon.
Yeah. That one was funny. That was a good call by Revo.
It was a good call.
Well, you guys also during that trip, you guys went to the NHL HQ and you got really like kind of introduced as the rookies.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It's a cool office there.
That was a good trip, actually.
New York is pretty. New York is also sick.
Book of Mormon.
We went to that really good dinner place with Chucky.
Yeah.
That Italian place.
I hopped on Cat's Pod.
Yeah.
And we met Gary Bettman.
Yeah, we met.
We met
Gary. And then we went to Minnesota.
You did all that social content where you were like hanging off poles.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that ice cream video.
It was kind of funny. The person we were like doing it with, just like off rip, like, she was like, "Yeah, just like start like hanging from the pole and swinging." And then I think we were both kind of like,
"Sounds
kind of weird." But then she was like, "Oh, it's New York. Like nobody will even like bat an eye." And then we did it, and nobody like batted an eye. And it was great.
Yeah,
wasn't expecting that from New York. My first time there, so it's fun.
That was a funny trip because while you guys were doing that, Will and Mac had the Judy Jupiter thing.
Oh, yeah.
So there was just
there was a lot going on for the San Jose Sharks.
Yes.
There's a lot going on.
I was there doing a podcast. We were all just in the city, just like all new friends, just figuring it out.
5 games into the year, just going through it.
That was definitely a welcome. But I did like your answer, Sam, about the plane, because that is different. You went from the bus to the plane in one
year. I fully interpreted the question wrong, but now that looking back on it, I'm liking my answer more and more.
I think so, too. You both had your own good answers. Was there, for you, Sam, was there a favorite moment on the ice for you?
On the ice. I mean, it's kind of simple, but like my first game, like rookie lap, was pretty cool. My parents were in, so it was cool. It was cool, like, see them and stuff and have them there. But yeah, it's kind of like such a boring answer, but like, it's kind of all I got.
I don't think that's boring. Well, for both of you, your families came to see you on the road quite a bit, but also, Sam, for you, the Toronto game was a big one, right?
Yeah, Toronto was cool. I think it was like 150 people there. So it was really cool. Like, I think like everybody going back home the first time is cool, but I think it's like a little different in Toronto because it's Toronto. But no, it was cool. Like we're coming off like a cool road trip too as well then. So we were like kind of coming to the end and that sort of thing. And then we won an OT too, which was pretty cool. But then just like seeing like it was like my whole family was there and like my like friends and their families were there. And then it was like people I hadn't seen in a while since I was like a kid and like, it was like my parents' friends were there and all that stuff. So it was pretty cool. It was like everybody who's like helped me in hockey or anything like that I've ever like felt like I've ever like known was there. So it was pretty cool.
150. Jesus.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot. Something like that.
Michael, you weren't at that game, so you'll have your homecoming next season.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like the homecoming this year is probably Buffalo. That was probably the closest. I still had like a decent amount of people there. It was fun playing in front of, you know, family like that. You never really see them that often, so.
Oh, Sam, actually, that's funny. Now that you've discussed Toronto, something that went viral this season was your yearbook photo from when you were...
Oh, God. Did you not see it?
No.
It's pretty funny. I think Kyle probably explained it.
No, it's funny. I don't even know how this went viral, but it went around that Sam had... how old were you?
I think it was when I was in grade 2 or grade 3. The yearbook question, you know, like in like a yearbook, like when you're like younger, like they ask you like a question, you answer the question. And so the question was, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah.
So I was in like grade 2 and it said, it was my picture. And then my like answering the question was, I want to be a professional hockey player, but I do not want to play for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Okay. So, I feel like I did hear you say that.
Yeah.
That you didn't
but want I learned to. It was my mom. My mom did that. Because we're good friends with the Mike Johnson who does like the like Leafs like broadcast stuff or whatever. And he like asked my mom like, oh, is there like something funny like we can bring up on the thing? And my mom had to have gone digging for that photo and then found that. And so like I actually went to school with Mike Johnson's kids too. So like that was like the connection there. And then it was brought up on that game. And then I saw after that game, like it was posted on a ton of stuff. And then, like, it was posted in, like, every other game we played in Canada. Like, not even Toronto. Like, they were bringing it up just however they could. And I was like, I don't know if it's a great look, but grade two. Wait, me. Wasn't the Leafs fan.
That was your mom that outed this viral moment?
Yeah. Yeah. She's, like, kind of, I think she's, like, proud of it, too. She's like, yeah, I went digging for it. She said she couldn't find much. So that was what she ended up with, which is kind of funny.
That's funny. Why weren't you a Leafs fan?
It was just like through the chain, like my dad wasn't a Leafs fan. So then like by association, I couldn't be a Leafs fan. So my dad and all of his family were Montreal Canadiens fans. So then just by association, me and my brother were Montreal Canadiens fans.
That's great to know. I didn't know that about you. Love that.
Simple.
So, okay. We didn't make playoffs this year, but for our first season for you two, the vibes were so great. It was a great season, just overall. I just wanted your reaction to that last game. Mac, you know, getting that record, just your reaction to that.
It was cool.
Yeah.
It was cool. I mean, I don't like, I like, it's kind of like, it's hard to like explain it. Like, I don't think anybody really like expected him to like break that record coming into the season. Like that's like pretty incredible. And I mean, just to like, he's not even that game. I mean, like, I guess through the whole season, you could say like, just kind of seeing what he can do and that sort of stuff. And I mean, through the year, like we've both gotten pretty close with him. So, you know, he's a fun guy to be around. Like we definitely have fun as, I guess you could say, like the four young guys, like we definitely have fun together. So it was cool to see and definitely we're happy for him.
Yeah, I don't think people kind of realize how, you know, impressive his year was and, you know, some of those records he broke and he's doing it at 19 years old. Like, it's really impressive, you know, stuff. And yeah, we're lucky to have him. You know, he's a great person too. So it's fun.
No, you got to get it with your 19-year-old year.
Break it. You never know.
Yeah, he's set the standard pretty high for next season. Bring us into the locker room after. Give us the vibes in the locker room after that last game.
I think it kind of started with like after he broke the record, like everybody like spraying him with the water going down like the line when he was going through. I think that kind of just like that's like exactly encompassed like what the room was like after, like. Yeah, like it was a great win and like sucked to like you know, like it didn't really matter. Not that it didn't matter, but like
yeah.
The win like didn't have any effect on like, you know, making playoffs like we wanted. But like it was like when we got in the room, like even more guys were dumping him with water and, you know, guys were happy for like other guys' achievements and stuff like that. So
Klinger 700.
Yeah, like everybody was happy. Like we were just happy to like be there and play for like Klinger 700, and like we knew guys were playing for some other stuff as well. So
It was good vibes.
It was just like I think like through the whole, like just like the whole day was fun. Like we all knew we were gonna have like a good game, and like we're just gonna have fun going out and playing. And I mean, it definitely makes more fun when we kind of won the way we did too.
How would you describe this team as your first year in the NHL? Like just this team, the guys. How would you just describe it?
It was fun. Yeah. You know, it was just a fun team to be on for. I think Dickie and I coming in as young guys, you never know what to expect. And you know, I think it helped that we had a mix too, you know, of like the younger core that we have and then the older side, you know, of the team. And I think, you know, we all kind of just clashed well, and it was always easy to hang out with anyone, created, you know, an environment there that will, you know, will be there for a while. So
it was fun. A lot of fun.
This schedule was tough too this season, because we've talked about this, like because of the Olympic break, there wasn't that much time to hang out outside of your hockey together. Like there really wasn't, just with all those back-to-backs and stuff. So for you guys to be that close on and off, I mean, it was really cool to see. So you two prior to the NHL, were you rivals? Did you play against each other? I'm seeing some things like what did you know of each other before becoming teammates?
We played against each other for a while,
since
we were really young. Mm-hmm. Like
probably like 10.
Even a little bit, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, like we played against each other always, like even like OHL, and then even before, like we were like always on like two of the best teams growing up, so we'd always play in like the finals and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But then it was probably when we were like 14, I think 14 and 15, we joined the same agency, and then like from there, like we just kind of like we were two of the earliest guys for like our age to like get on that.
Yeah,
and so. Like, and just kind of from there, like, we'd, like, do a lot of, like, that stuff together. And then we just kind of, like, became, even, like before, like, he got drafted to San Jose, like, we were just kind of, like, friends. Like, we never really, like, hung out a lot. Like, we just, like, knew each other mostly through hockey.
Yeah.
But then, like, once he got picked by San Jose, then it was, like, pretty quick. I think we were both, like.
Well, it was easy to pick up. Kind of knowing him for a while and then just becoming, you know, closer friends, it was easy.
Yeah, and then just kind of like from there, just sort of like.
But we always played against each other, like growing up, like rival teams. So like he played for the Toronto Marlies and I was Mississauga Senators. We hated each other.
Yeah.
But I'd respect Dick because he was in my agency.
Everybody would be like sharp at each other, and then me and Muse would like skate by each other. And,
you know,
laugh at each other.
Like I'd always kind of laugh and saw him. And then it was the same thing like when he played on London and I was on Saginaw, like same rivalry there. And I always... Like, I hated everyone on London, but I liked Dick. So, you know?
So you were, like, frenemies. Like, just, you
know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, with that London Saginaw, yeah. Like, our teams didn't like each other.
It was one
at all. But, yeah.
So what have you learned about each other now being teammates?
A lot.
Oh, so much.
Dick's,
almost too much.
Dick's great.
This guy's fun. This guy's fun. We have fun together.
Yeah, you know.
I say that's the big one. Like, I feel like we're both pretty, like easygoing, lighthearted. Like, even on the ice, like, during practice stuff, like, we'll just shoot pucks at each other and, like, go around, like, when, like, we're trying, like, just, like, doing whatever. Like, I'll try, like, knock his puck off his stick or whatever. Just, like, take his puck.
Dick is always doing something stupid in warm-ups or before practice, or it's, like...
Yeah, half of the game is just, like...
against going on.
It's just trying to, like... Like, you just, like, skate around trying to, like, pass a puck.
Or you, like, guy's puck. Fire one out of my skate in warm-ups, and it's, like...
Well, I'm just trying to make sure he's ready. Like we got a lot of big games and stuff. Like, I'm just trying to make sure you're dialed in.
I never dialed in, man. Yeah,
you never dialed in.
Bro, that's why I play better. When I get too focused and, you know, too serious, I don't play as well. Like, I need to be loose before a game.
Loosey-goosey?
Yeah.
There you go, people. Keep Michael Misa loose, and he'll have a good game.
Thank God for you, Sam, to do that for him.
Yeah, so, and also, you're welcome for doing that, people.
Do you guys have nicknames for each other?
Dick.
Idiot.
Dick man. The Dickens.
Well, that's Tofs.
Yeah.
Tofs calls me the Dickens. I don't know. I feel like it's pretty like Meese, Mike.
Meese or Mike. Misa, Misu.
Misa, Misa.
Misa, Misa. Misa, Misu.
Miso soup.
Miso, yeah. Some good ones. We got some good nicknames.
We don't have many, like, I feel like our names are too, like, easy. Like, you don't have to make, like one of those, like,
you don't have difficult to get creative nicknames.
Yeah, it's easy for us. For our last name.
Dave for me. Pretty good one.
Wait, what? Dave.
No, well, not him. Never mind.
I don't get it.
I retract my statement.
What are you talking about?
This enough, okay?
I mean, Dave.
Because you're an idiot.
How's that nickname?
No. Oh, my God, man. This is
There you go. Nice. Hi, I'm Dave.
Welcome.
It's Dave. Hi, I'm Dave. Who's Dave?
Who's that?
Welcome to my life, everybody.
His dance. Did you see his dance? You saw, Kai, did you see his dance online with Revo?
Yes. Okay. That's on my list of things. Please explain.
That's what I'm talking about. Who's Dave?
I think it was, it's me and Revo's like thing before we go out. Like, Revo's got like a handshake with like everybody.
You might not have one with him.
But I don't know. Like, that's just like his thing. He's got a handshake with everybody, and they're always like pretty good handshakes and stuff. So like me and him, when we like, I don't know how it came about, but it was like maybe like the first game of the year, he was like, because everybody at the time was just calling me like Dickie or something like that. And then he asked me if I watched the show Dave about Lil Dickie. Have you not seen it? Never heard of it? Do you know who Lil Dickie is?
I do know who Lil Dickie is, yes.
So then they started calling me Lil Dickie. And so basically we do like our little dance. And we sing this, and we sing like the intro to the song.
You want to demonstrate?
No. People can, they've seen it. We don't need to demonstrate. Yeah. They've seen it.
Can you just demonstrate it, please? Like, in case people don't want to.
Do you want to be Revo?
No.
You have to be Revo. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so Misa's going to be Revo. So okay. Basically like we'll just be like coming up, like fist bump, fist bump. And then like, I'll see Revo and it's just like.
You like this?
You just go hands in the air and then you just like give it like a little shimmy shake. And then we like sing the song. And then at the end, we just go like, and then we both look at Meese and he can't like control himself. And
yeah,
just
be, I'm like, always in the back just like
and
laughing.
He's like standing right there like laughing. So then me and Revo will just look at him
and they just
point out how childish she is for laughing at our thing.
Child. I'm like, what? I can't laugh. Like, you guys look like idiots.
But yeah, it's one of the more interesting pregame.
It's funny.
It's not even like, it's between, yes. It's before every period ritual. We do it.
Oh my God. I didn't even
it's a
know
lot.
That.
I shed a lot of calories pre-period just boogieing with Revo. So, yeah.
He is so funny, by the way. I love that he brings this out of you.
He's the man.
Revo is unreal. When you, like, meet him, like, I feel like you'd be like, there's no way this guy, like, actually exists. Like, yeah, just, like, great. He's just, like, so funny. Such a good guy. Great. Like, literally has fun 24/7 with literally anybody.
I love that he was making fun of Meese for laughing at that. Like, how do you not laugh at that?
They both kind of just, like, give me, like, a side eye and, like, look at me. And I'm just, like,
he's, like, hiding my
laughing. I'm just, like, laughing.
It's not funny. It's just, funny. Like, our dance.
It's really funny though, Sam, because you commit. Like your face expression, yeah. Your facial expression.
I mean, if you're not going to go 100%, why go in? So I mean, I go 100% to the max.
Speaking of going all in, something that I didn't think Michael did very well at going all in at this season was when he was mic'd up during photo day.
That wasn't a tough
going, just not a lot of talking. I mean, there was just times when it was quiet and it's like picture day, you know? Like everyone was kind of just doing their own thing. Like I don't want
to feel like that's like the perfect time to have a mic on somebody.
No, it's
picture day, and like, man. Guys are like you're supposed to like have fun and like.
Bro, I wasn't trying to be like a mega beauty and just go.
But you are a mega beauty.
No.
We've been over this with Big Vin. He wakes up every morning and he takes beauty pills.
No, Dick.
And Vin.
Dick has Vin bottles of that. Beauty pills at home. And he takes one every morning when he comes to the rink. Like, it's every time he comes to the rink. He's just in this mood and he's such a beauty. Or he's just grumpy.
No, don't start that. This guy is the worst morning person ever. He is the grumpiest person in the morning I've ever met. If you want to have a good time before like 11 a.m., do not call Michael Misa. You will not have a good time. He like mopes around the rink. Like, you fully do
mope around the rink.
It's bad.
But back to the picture day. It was hard, you know, to talk to everyone when everyone was just pretty serious and like not talking.
It's picture day. It's not serious at all.
But then again, I had the mic on for practice after, and that's when the real content came out, but they didn't get it. Or they got it, but they didn't post it.
Well, so. Sam did a good job trying to, like...
Dickie was good.
Know, get...
Yeah.
Somebody's got to do it for this guy.
You were, like, hitting him on the mic and stuff. That was pretty funny. Okay, so, Michael, in living with us this year, you know that I have told some funny stories of you on this pod. I've let you clued you in on what stories I've talked about.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of questions about the time when I came home and I saw Stella and I said, "Hi, baby," to her, and you responded.
You know what? I don't remember it.
Here we go.
To be honest.
I don't remember.
It happened for sure, but like, I just don't remember it that well. But I probably just thought you were saying, I don't think I heard the baby part, you know? I just heard, hey. So I said, hey, back. That's what I'm thinking.
You're an idiot.
What, so now I'm an idiot because I said, hey, back?
Because you didn't listen. You didn't listen to the full sentence.
Well, obviously.
Because you're an idiot.
It happens, you know?
You've done that too. What have I done that?
I don't know. But yeah, So
that's this is your platform to tell your side of the story. So you just weren't really paying attention to me.
Yeah, I wasn't. Yeah, I was kind of. I think the TV was on. I'm pretty sure. And maybe I just heard you say hi, or I don't know, something. And yeah,
maybe that was like your like cry for attention.
Yeah, I just said hi, and then I said hi back.
It was very, very
sweet. Did you react right there, like, and say like anything or no?
You were on the couch, and I just kind of looked over, and I was like, "Wow, that was awkward." But then I didn't say anything to you because I didn't want to make it even weirder for you, you know. So it just worked out better that we just moved on, and I just aired it out on the podcast instead.
Yeah,
so sorry about that.
Yeah, that was.
You're
awkward.
A very good sport.
Yeah,
you're a very good sport. Thank you. Did any fans come up to you? I'm sorry if they did and say like, "Hi, baby," to you the season
no.
after that.
No, okay. I haven't heard any. So that's good.
Just your aunt.
Because that annoyed me. That annoyed me if that kept saying to me, "Hi, baby."
Yeah,
I'd just be a mess.
I was a little scared. I was a little scared of that. So I'm glad that that didn't happen. But your aunt did tell us that she like loved that story and she started.
Yeah.
Screaming.
Yeah, my aunt watches a lot of it, so she loves it. She loves everything.
Okay, the other thing that I also talked about on the pod this season was about your laundry abilities in living with us.
I really don't think it was that bad, though.
Should I get it?
Yeah. Yeah, so we have the evidence of your laundry skills. I just wanted the listeners to just see what it looks like.
Come on, let the people fully see.
This shirt was... It was a large. I know, but like I remember when I bought this shirt, it was already way too small, and then obviously I shrunk it a lot in there. I didn't even like.
When Kat gave it to me, I thought she was giving me like something that Stella would wear.
Yeah, you could fit this on like.
You could trim
the sleeve. You could like
trim, yeah.
Goodies kit or.
You should donate it to them.
Yeah, it'd fit someone.
Yeah, we haven't had time to give it to the Wenbergs yet, but that is it's because it's a nice sweater.
Like, it is actually nice. I could see,
okay, but like this real one time thing. Like I've done laundry for like actually like a couple of years. Like, you know, I'm doing it at my own house. Sometimes like, I'll help out my mom and
these don't look like they've been used once.
And here I'm doing it. I know I've used them a decent amount this year, but this was bad. This is not good.
That was impressive.
It's embarrassing. I shouldn't have.
That was impressive when Kat gave that to me. I was impressed with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, again, thank you, Michael, for being such a good sport when I've, you know, said some of these stories, because I will say the listeners love to hear these fun stories about you guys. So
they do.
Thanks again.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It shows your personalities, of which I'm so lucky to get to see daily. So to give insight on how fun you guys are, you know, it goes a long way. Yeah. Okay, one more thing about this season for both of you. Did either of you have a starstruck moment this season?
Probably playing against Crosby the first time.
And we played him pretty early on, too.
We played him early. And then
kind of crazy.
I took a face-off against him, like my second face-off of the game, I think. That was pretty cool.
It's hard to go against that one. That one was pretty cool. My dad's advice to me was try not to ask him for an autograph on the ice. And I was kind of tempted. I was kind of tempted to like slip like a marker in like my pants and be like, hey, like quickly on the stick or something. But I didn't. I refrained.
Yeah, I'm glad you refrained from that one. Good advice.
I think it would have been pretty funny if I asked, though.
Dude, he wouldn't even have looked at you.
No, dude, one time I was in front of the net, and he went to the net, and Ned was playing, and they were talking and stuff, and I felt like I was, like, third wheel. I kind of want to, like, chime in and be like, hey, what's up, Sid?
Sid. Is that you?
You were just trying to, like, get in the convo?
Yeah, I kind of wanted him to, like, turn to me and just, like, look at me, and I was like, yeah, but anyway. Good That's times.
Cool. I love
good
that.
Good times.
That's very cool. A lot of times on here, we ask superlatives, like a yearbook about like most likely to on your team type thing, like best dressed, whatever. But instead of that, we're going to ask you about each other. So probably maybe best to do this is maybe try to answer at the same time, like you or Sam or Michael, you know, mm-hmm. like you. So who's more likely to lose their phone?
Me.
Yeah. Should we like count down and like point at who we think it is? What if we do that?
Yeah, just point right away. Point right away. That's better.
That's the easiest one.
But
ever.
say me or him, I guess, because people are listening, so they won't see you pointing, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yep.
That one's obvious from last night.
Yeah. we're working on the wallet.
We're working on that. We're working on the wallet. It's a family effort.
I think it'll show up soon.
Yeah, we're in a good pace of finding that thing, so don't worry.
Yeah.
Who has paid for more dinners with the team?
I feel like we're even.
I'm just going to point it this way.
This guy.
I don't know. I actually don't know. That's a good question.
I think we're even. Because normally, like, when we go out, we'll normally eat together.
Yeah.
And, like, mm-hmm. we'll just, like whoever we're going, like, we'll just, like, split it. Like, we don't really, like, it's not like one guy is going to pay for it unless it's, like, some certain occasion.
Yeah.
But normally when we go out and it's, like, four or five of us or whatever, like we'll just split it so we're paying the same thing.
Makes sense. Who would survive longer stranded on a deserted island?
Me. Not even close.
Me.
Don't come on.
I would.
How that's absolutely
I feel like I got the skills for that.
What skills do you have?
My survivor skills, dude. Just from watching the show for so long.
That's not surviving on an island.
Would be so good. Yeah, it is. It's literally surviving on an island.
Yeah, and then you like
same, it's the same thing as Survivor. Like with all of the experience I've had from watching Survivor, Kogian, great show.
I don't even know what that is.
Survivor Winners at War. You ever watch that one?
No, I don't watch Survivor.
It's a good one. It's when all the winners from all the previous seasons come back and play against each other. I think I would survive longer.
That's really cool that he watches that. It's the easy answer to me.
Not even close. Maybe we should test this out.
I could see Michael. Yeah, we should. I could see Michael like building stuff though.
Exactly. You know what I
mean? The only thing I'd say that that you would maybe be better than me at would be like in, is it, what's the one with Tom Hanks? Is it Castaway?
Yeah.
Like you'd be really good at like finding a volleyball and making a friend out of a volleyball.
Wilson?
Yeah, bro.
Wilson!
Yeah. Yeah. No, I would chop down some trees probably and make, you know, a shelter for myself. Then I would find some...
I want to see this now. Jack, can we set this up?
Where, you know,
I agree with you, Sam, a little bit. I would love coconuts. To see
this. He's going to get papayas.
Sam, what skills would yours be?
Just like survival instincts, I think is big.
Yeah.
I think just my like natural instincts are just like I would be an elite spear fisherman. I just have a feeling. Like you get me out there, I'd be like crawling around, swimming, whatever, and then bang.
And then the other shark comes and bang, and your leg's gone.
I'm not going out that far. I don't need to eat a shark.
They don't need it.
I'm luring them in. I'm luring them in. That's what I'm doing.
I can't. It's making me mad. I cannot imagine. Yeah. No, but Michael, I can't imagine you catching a fish and then knowing what to do with it.
Yeah. You have no idea how to cook it. I could cook a fish for sure.
Good for you.
You know, dude, you know who I'd be like? I'd be like Luke from The Outdoor Boys.
Don't know who that is.
Yeah, I don't watch that, but I'm pretty sure a lot of you do.
Like, what?
You don't know The Outdoor Boys?
No.
Okay, right after this, we're watching one of their videos.
I actually can't.
Kat, do you know who that is?
I only know about it because... Will told me to try and get them on the podcast. I was
like, who are they? Please do. Please do. Dude.
All right. Well, after we're incredible. Done, you guys can come in here and we can watch an episode together, I suppose. Love that. Now we have to get some of these skills. Maybe next year we'll do like a gauntlet of skills and see who could actually do better here. Who is more likely to cry during a movie?
Sam.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Dickie.
Misa.
Have you ever seen me cry? Have I seen you cry? Yes, so Dickie.
That's so soft that you do that. That you bring that up. That is so soft.
Dude, it's... What?
Just because you beat me in the Mem Cup. You're so soft.
Well, I didn't even...
Soft!
Alright.
Next question.
Like, I've cried before. Like, it's not... Like, I haven't cried. I said I haven't cried in a while for you to have seen me, but I've seen you. So I'm saying that's why I would say I think you'd cry during a movie. Is that, that's not, like, how is that so bad to say?
It's actually a great thing to have because it means you're sensitive, Sam.
Yeah, you know what, you're right. I have emotions.
Yeah.
Like you, whatever.
Sounds good.
All right, people will appreciate that, Sam. Okay, who has the better style?
He knows.
Oh my God.
I just don't really have that much, like... Like, if I was allowed, like, I would be happy to wear, like, sweatpants to a game, but I can't do that. Like, I value my comfort. I like comfort clothes.
I'm the same. We're like athleisure type people. Like, we
exactly.
Like, comfy.
That's actually exactly. all. I like comfort clothes, too.
Yeah, comfort clothes are good. But actually, I might be changing my answer for one article of clothing you have.
Huh?
For one article of clothing that you have.
Oh, you want something?
No. For, like, it's one article that you wear that I don't like.
Which is it?
I don't know. His leather jacket.
You don't like that?
I just don't think you're a leather jacket guy. I really don't.
Goody loves it, man. Goody told me he liked it.
I think he might be...
No, I think
he giving you a little hard time about it. I think so.
I've worn it to a couple games. I think it looks
when
good.
He first got it, I think he wore it to 5 straight games.
5?
Like, leather jackets are nice, but I don't know if you're a leather jacket guy. That's all I'm saying. No problem with that. I'm not a leather jacket guy. And you just might be in that category.
I'm a leather jacket guy.
There was a time on the Kings where, like, Ty even tried to make, like, fedoras happen. Like, a fedora moment.
We could bring that back. We kind of tried to do that yesterday at golf. We both bought bucket hats.
I saw that.
And tried to, like, bring bucket hats back.
We got chirped.
We got chirped by everybody.
I don't know why.
But, like, I love a bucket hat. They're so good.
Great.
It's the best kind of hat. Maybe behind a fedora
unnecessary. Yesterday.
I didn't recognize you when Ty FaceTimed me and like showed you. I was like, who's the dude in the bucket hat?
Bucket hat bros.
The bros. We picked out a couple good ones. Actually, I'm going to use it all summer.
And we had nasty shades rocking.
And shades.
Do you have it in the room right now? The bucket hat?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about
yeah, mine's.
Whoops. I left mine at home.
Oh, gosh. If you had just both surprised me, like, popping on this in bucket hats, I don't think I would have been able to get
it. I know. I was tempted to wear mine this morning. I think if I ended up stopping by back at mine, I would have grabbed it.
Is this the bucket.
Libush.
It's actually a great golf hat, you know, like when the sun's in.
Oh, it's Travis Matthews.
You're just looking at the ball, blocking the sun.
It's practical. It's practical. It's just, I've never seen you in said bucket hat. So love it. Let's bring this back. Let's opening night next season. Let's come in matching hot with bucket hats.
Okay.
I can do it. Deal. Don't tempt me.
I can see it. Okay. Who has the better hair?
Probably not me anymore.
Me. Whoops. Yeah.
When I have my lettuce though.
Yeah. Dickie does have good lettuce too. When it comes back.
It's there, it's just not there right now. Hasn't been there all year really. Actually, no.
My hair gets long too quick. Like, I have a lot of hair right now.
I know, but Mies is soft, though. He told me I buzzed mine, and then he said he was going to buzz his, and then didn't buzz it.
Yeah.
So I was kind of hurt by that.
Sorry.
There were quite a few other guys that
I feel like
solo.
I might do it this summer. Maybe.
It's a summer thing.
It is a summer thing.
I did it last year for the summer. I basically had a buzz cut for the last full year.
Yeah.
I got my first buzz cut around this time last year. And then I just let her fly.
Yeah.
Thanks for not bullying Ty into doing it, because I would have been horrified.
I would have loved it.
That would have been so funny.
That would be my number one guy I would have wanted to see. Him or...
I would have never spoken to any of you. So
what's that?
I said I would have never spoken to any of you ever again. So thanks for...
Oh, Smitty. I would love to see Smitty.
Smitty with a buzz cut. Yeah, that'd be a scene.
People would lose it.
People would be very angry.
People would boycott the San Jose Sharks because of that, I think.
Yeah.
They would be so upset.
Who else would be so funny with a buzz cut? Like Woody?
Woody with a buzz cut. I don't know.
Goody looks good with it. Goody can pull it off. Good.
He does. Goody, I agree with that.
Goody's he's a buzz cut guy. He's got a head for a buzz cut.
Okay, moving along. Who is more likely to be scared about something super random?
Both of us.
Yeah. Like that ghost thing. Like, I feel like Dick feel and like, I both get like.
I feel like that one, like, we can share that one.
Yeah. Like, you get, you know, just not frightened easily, but just like worried about stuff, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Who crashes out more?
I think we both have times when we crash.
We both have times where it gets ugly.
So I'm going to go even.
We'll even again there. Yeah.
Because I've seen Dick crash out and he's seen me crash.
Yeah, it goes both ways. It goes both ways. It's just bound to happen when you spend as much time as we do on the road together.
That's so funny. Who's more athletic outside of hockey?
Me.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not. Think of your super.
I'm better at you than Seward.
No, do not even try.
Better at golf.
Do not even try that. Do not even try.
I'm better at Seward.
You're not. He's not. I don't. Not even close.
How many wins do you have this year?
You have none.
I have one.
I have. Woo! I honestly think I have five.
I have one. You don't have five. You have zero.
I have one.
You.
I have one.
So 5-1 back to wait.
Can your next question be who's better at math?
Said you have
sure,
one
who's
win.
Better at math?
Then you have five wins, and now you're back to one. So who's lying? You. You have zero.
No, I said I have at least one. At least two.
Man,
I say I have three.
Can we get Ty in here to confirm this? Because it's just not true.
Well, you want to yell again and try and wake him up?
No, I feel positive. I love sleep.
I'll ask him, though. We'll do a follow-up for this.
We'll find out.
Two more. Who is better at pulling off a prank?
I'd give it to Dick.
Yeah.
He's good with that stuff. I can see him.
I'm quick-witted.
Yes, you are.
I'll take that
one. Yes, so Dickie. Last one. Who got chirped the most this season by the team?
Both of us. You think me?
I think you.
Yeah, I might have been a little more.
I think you.
Probably me, actually.
I think me. It's tight, though. It's probably pretty tight, but I would say you.
So we got a lot of fan questions. I polled this morning for fan questions, and within 30 minutes, I want you to guess how many questions we got.
Okay.
Wait. Can you give us a line? No, wait. We have to turn this into a competition somehow.
No, I was just about to say, yeah, Dickie will go, and then You say like, okay. you say higher or lower, and then I'll go, and then we'll kind of narrow it down.
Okay, so we're turning this into a competition. Okay,
absolutely.
Not where I was going, but yes. Okay.
250.
441.
Okay, just for again reference, this was in within the first 30 minutes, not the final total.
Oh,
my bad.
Okay, hold on. Then we gotta.
I'll go 120.
Damn it! I was gonna go. I'm gonna cheat the system here a little bit. I'm gonna go with 119.
Okay, you actually were right. It was 250 within the first 30, and now it's just coming up in waves and waves.
Bang
and waves.
On!
So
Dude, I would bang on. Come on, that's
you
a
were,
good time. I
you
could
were.
Do that.
Yeah, no, you Let's you go. Won, kinda.
I won.
So yeah,
what do I win though?
Lots. The first question, because it's for you actually. So you win the first question. If you guys were both at Coachella this weekend, who would you be most excited to see?
Justin Bieber.
JB.
Biebercella.
JB.
We were doing a little bit of Bieber. When were we doing? Was it yesterday we were doing a little bit of Biebercella?
Yeah.
Somebody was playing.
Before the Winnipeg games, some good.
Oh, yeah. We were doing a little bit of our own Biebercella before Winnipeg.
Oh, who started that?
Smitty.
Smitty was on
Smitty
music.
Was playing music, and he was playing some Biebercella.
It was good.
But, I mean, Jay Biebs.
Yeah, he's the man. Your country yeah. guy. Yeah.
We gotta stick together, man.
Big hockey fan.
I love it. Yeah. So the whole locker room was just jamming out to Biebercella?
Some of us were.
Yeah, like guys would come in and come out, but like there was a lot of JB on before the game.
That's fun.
It was kind of, yeah, just like relaxing.
For good.
I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Very fun. What's your favorite songs?
Oh, I'm gonna look it up actually. I'm gonna have to get some like hints here. Justin Bieber. I feel like, oh, what's that one?
Yeah, I Will Never Say Never.
Oh, Beauty and a Beast.
That's what it's called, right? I think.
Nicki Minaj.
I think so, but yeah.
That was like the one he did when he was a lot younger, but it's got a good beat. It's a good song.
So it was probably one of the ones he played, maybe? At
yeah, Coachella? Yeah, he played it. He played it.
What Do You Mean is a good one too. I like that one. What Do You Mean?
Yep.
When you want to say yes, but you want to say no, what do you mean?
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
I like cold water, too. I think that one's a really good one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dickie's a big, for the listeners out there, Dickie's a really, really big music person. Like,
yeah. Me and Kat have had some
Dickie does know a lot of songs. I'll give him that.
You know, I play some good tunes.
And some good tunes.
Wouldn't you agree, Michael, that you could ask him like to sing the lyrics to any song of any genre, and he probably could?
he's probably getting it, like all the lyrics right.
Yeah.
For sure.
All of them, but and like I'll get a little bit of it going.
You span a lot of genres too. You and I have talked a lot about that. Like
you're
all over the place.
I dabble in everything. You know, you got to get a touch of everything. You can't just be versed in one thing. You got to get across the board. And that's what I do. I get across the board. And then I try my best to teach Mies. But then he just continues to play his own songs. He's like, let me join the jam. And then he joins the jam and plays the same three songs.
Same five. They're all good songs, though. So.
All right. So to close this out, Sam, I asked you to come prepared with something for us to end the episode with. Do you have your two truths and a lie? And then Michael can guess what the lie is.
You ready?
Yeah.
I cracked my skull twice when I was younger.
Okay.
I have had three cats growing up, and I was an elite trumpet player.
I think the lie is you're an elite trumpet player, and that you cracked your skull twice, and I think you had three cats growing up.
Yeah, it's a lie. I was an elite euphonium player.
Hey.
That's the truth. I was not a trumpet player.
This is bang on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I had a solo in our grade 6 band play.
Oh my god!
I was baritone back then.
Same thing.
What do you mean?
Euphonium and baritone are the same thing.
Let's go.
I didn't know that.
I was baritone back in elementary. Yeah.
I was nasty at it. It was so good.
And it was me and then my buddy played tuba.
I wanted to play tuba, but they were like, "You're not big enough yet. You can't hold it." I was like, "Man, just let me play the damn tuba."
Yeah,
I was pissed.
Oh my god. Wow, so you both played the same instrument growing up?
Yeah.
Learn something new every day.
Crazy. Well, okay, so big cat guy and...
Love cats.
I like cats, too.
Cats over dogs. Slightly. I do have a dog, though, too.
Yeah.
Stella's good, though.
Yeah. I was going to say, Stella, that's your...
Stella's great.
Stella's great.
Stella is...
Except for when she, like, a legend. Aggressively licks your ears and stuff.
Yeah.
She's a big licker.
That's okay, though.
I do feel bad a little bit whenever you two are on the couch and she just goes ham on your faces and licks both of you to death. So, sorry, but she loves you both, so...
She's precious. It's okay. She can do whatever.
She's about to in 10 seconds. I'll unleash her in there. Just so we'll see what happens. Okay. Thank you guys so much for joining me. You guys are just so much fun. Thanks for opening up. And thanks for making this whole season so much more fun for me and Tyler. You guys, you know, you guys are family. So appreciate you taking your time after the schedule and before you go home. And have the best off season. So thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. That was great.
Okay, that was Samisa. I hope you enjoyed them as much as I enjoy them every day. They're just so fun. I feel like that was a little bit of insight into my daily life. I'm just always laughing with them around. And I just love how they're just so unapologetically themselves. Even on a public platform like this, that's just who they are. They're so great. Love them. And we got so many requests for them. And also, thank you so much for all the questions that you guys wrote in for them. They were really funny. I obviously showed them in person, like, how many questions they got. And they thought it was so cool. So thank you. I hope you enjoy it. Not going to lie, we shot this a couple days ago. It's Monday. I'm doing this recap. And last night we had our going away, we had a little going away boat moment for the Sharks. And today Michael just moved out for the summer. So I'm a little emotional right now. He just said goodbye and we hugged and kind of, it's been a whole season of him living with us. And it's been so much fun and just our little family, you know, cooking together. And last night we watched scary movies all night together. It's just been such a cute little family we've had. And I'm just thankful for, you know, what a fun year we all had together. So that's a wrap on this season for us. But it's not a wrap on the NHL season. Now we're in playoffs. So what that means for Never Offside is Julie and I have said this before. Our schedules are going to get a little wonky. Normally, we have every Monday we carve out a time for the podcast, but we just don't know what our schedules are going to be. We just don't know. So bear with us and follow us, and we will post as much as possible of updates for this. And in the meantime, though, DM us anything you want to see, anybody you want to see, and we will do our best to try and get a podcast out every week from here on out. So just we'll keep you updated. So thank you again for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode with the boys, and hopefully we'll see you next week.